We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Human actions have pushed the world into the danger zone on several key indicators of planetary health.
We're two-thirds of the way towards an unlivable planet. According to a new study released on Wednesday, human activity has now gone past 6 of the 9 planetary boundaries that are important for maintaining the stability and resilience of Earth as a place conducive to human welfare. According to analysis from 29 scientists in 8 countries, for over 3 billion years, the interaction between life and climate have controlled the overall environmental conditions on Earth. Human activities like replacing nature with other land uses, changing the amount of water in rivers and in soil, introduction of synthetic chemicals into open environment, and the emission of greenhouse gases to the atmosphere all influence these interactions. In the new paper, the 9 boundaries are defined as the limits, which are designed to be conservative to enable society to solve problems before reaching a very high risk zone. These 9 boundaries were first set out in 2009, aimed to establish a set of defined limits on changes humans are making to the planet, from pumping out planet heating pollution to clearing forests for farming. The authors then pointed out to the unprecedented summer of extreme weather the world has just experienced at 1.2 degrees Celsius of global warming, and added that crossing planetary boundaries does not mean the world has reached a disastrous tipping point. But the planet is entering a new, much less stable state that will not be as kind to our well-being. And this couldn't be a more stark warning of the need for deep structural changes to how we treat the environment.
With an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane, and Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, churn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up, an ox, speak, grunt, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down, high wire and a fire, represented 7 games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team by team reporters babble Trump, tether crop, look at that. Common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own.
war tower, slash and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Locking in uniform and book burning, blood letting every motive escalate. Automotive centering. Light a candle, light a motor. Step down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steering clear. A tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world.
Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, neck, right?
I don't know if you know your Bible text stuff, but there was a guy and his name was Jesus Christ. And he was a leader, but he was a humble
leader. I've heard of him.
He was very humble, but he was also a leader. And he was crucified. They put him on a cross, which is why they call it crucifixion. And he was crucified. He was crisscrossed. You know, they were telling him to jump, jump. And he said, I can't. I'm on this cross. I'm crisscrossed. And he had to put his robe on backwards on the they put the clothes on backwards. If you're familiar with this, it's a very strong Bible story. And he was crisscrossed with some applesauce, and he was hanging up there, and they were all telling him, jump, jump. The Jesus Christ will make you jump, jump. And the Christy Jesus will make you jump. You know the Christ. And he sacrificed for the people. He sacrificed himself for the people. That's what it is. And not since Jesus have we seen what they're doing to me, but that's what they're doing. Instead of crucifixes, they're doing indictments. So what I want is my supporters now, I want them to wear around their necks little amulets of their President Trump in court being sworn in on a Bible.
White collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll pursue my kind of drop and dive. I'm gonna wave my green flag. Wave on, wave on.
Fall mountains just don't fall on me. Going on, Mr. Businessman. You can't dress like me. When it's time for me to die, so let me live my life the way I want to. There. Sing on, brother. Play on.
Think the most dangerous thing in the country is right now?
Biden.
In what way?
Like we're on the verge of World War III if he doesn't stop what he's doing right now. The destruction of the economy, everything. Everything is a mess.
The economic numbers, the ones that we've relied on for decades to tell us where the direction of the country, are actually been pretty good lately. In what way do you anticipate World War III from what Biden's doing?
Because you have all the other countries coming together, pulling out of the American dollar and having meetings with one another without Biden being involved, and they have no respect for him.
Where do we know that to be true?
I've seen that all over. I mean, I watch news. I go on social media and get a lot of information off there because I don't trust the news sources a lot, you know?
What is the most dangerous thing happening in this country right now?
The invasion of all the people that are coming into our country right now. It's creating all kinds of issues. It's creating crime. It's creating economic hardship for the American people. It's really destroying the country. That's the biggest thing.
We're a country of immigrants, right?
Well, we are a country of immigrants, but legal immigrants, not being funded and paid for by BlackRock and George Soros and all those big people out there.
But asylum seekers are legal immigrants, aren't they?
Yeah, if they're true asylum seekers. But to have the borders open, wide open, we know what it did to Europe. It's destroyed Europe, and it's what they want to do to this country. They want to bring down the United States.
But we don't have open borders, right?
We do have completely open borders right now.
If we had open borders, there wouldn't be so many people on the other side trying to get in, would there?
No, our borders are wide open. They truly are wide open. The American people don't know the truth because we have a media that doesn't come out and tell the truth.
I've been down to the border, and I haven't seen open borders. I see border patrol everywhere. Have you been down?
I've seen many videos of all the people crossing, and it's I mean, we're talking, there's probably close to 10 million people already that have come across that border. Probably more than that, I would say.
What's the most dangerous thing happening in the country right now?
The freedom of speech and...
Explain that to me. Explain freedom of speech to me as being...
What we're doing right now. I mean, people aren't civil anymore for one reason. But the rule of law and equal application of the law is the most important to me.
What is the most dangerous thing happening in this country right now?
Most dangerous thing is we're letting Biden control, do what he's doing, and ruin this country. You name it. It goes all the way from the economy, all the way across the board, the border. I mean, he's not running this country. It's not the way a president should.
What do you think is the most dangerous thing happening in the country right now?
Letting emotions run the country instead of facts. So when it comes to human rights, abortion, things like that, we can't. There's some things you can't. Got to stand your ground on some of those topics. So.
What's the most dangerous thing that's happening in this country right now?
Well, the cartel crossing the border, coming, cartel running. The border and these illegals over the border to, you got human trafficking, you got drugs, you've got, you know, I mean, these hard drugs, fentanyl, that's been big, pretty heavy. And to me, it's all the cartel that are easily getting into this country, or getting people into the country.
Letting inmates out early. I think that's a huge mistake. I know that they have a big part. Speaking from California, I know that they have a big part of the budget. They should not be letting them out. The recidivism rate is astronomical. They get out, they commit the same crimes, and they go right back in. They're not protecting the people that they are serving to protect.
What is it that you think is the most dangerous thing going on in the country right now?
The political corruption is bad. The degrading of the military is bad. Lots of threats on the rise in the world.
What do you think is the most dangerous thing going on in the country right now?
I don't think we have enough time for that.
Just one. Give me the tip of the iceberg.
Well, I would say honestly, the fentanyl and the drugs is kind of, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's the most important thing, but it's so big, but it's also getting hit by all these political things that are happening. I think it's just unbelievable how our streets look right now with people using drugs and everything, and no one's helping and no one's even trying to stop what's going on, along with the homeless.
What do you think is the most dangerous thing going on in the country now?
Maybe the southern border might be the biggest problem right now, but we've got a lot of other ones too, so don't get me wrong. Our fiscal mess is terrible.
I think what probably concerns me the most is the southern border and people coming in, and even these cities like in the north, you know, maybe more liberal cities are seeing that now. And they've even interviewed people that said, I was pushed out of lines because illegals had to come first. I'm worried about China. I'm worried about Russia. We look pathetic. I mean, you look at all the problems that have happened, like with Afghanistan and stuff. I mean, it's really a scary time because we have a president right now that looks really weak, and we need somebody strong like Trump in the White House, you know, so that we can be respected again.
There were people who were voting, both Republicans and Democrats, against Trump last time because they wanted to be respected again. They thought that we weren't respected when Trump was there. What would you say to those people?
You know, I would look at the opposite. I mean, I realize that he does a lot of things that, you know, offend people, the mean tweets and whatever. But in the end, you know, he was respected. Whether he wasn't liked, he was still respected. And I feel like that nobody was really going to mess with us in a sense. You know, and he had a good relationship even with people that we might not agree with in different countries, but he respected them. Nothing was going to happen under his watch. I really believe that.
What's the most dangerous thing in America right now?
I would say our fake news media and the corrupt government.
Inflation is a huge one. Division is a huge one. Everything is divided. It's like a race war. It's all bull.
Tell me what you think is the most dangerous thing going on in the country right now.
Well, the people that followed Donald Trump and caused an insurrection at our Capitol, and thousands have gone to jail for it, yet he sits there and goes and plays golf. I don't think that's fair, and hopefully it's going to come to justice.
We have a man who is totally corrupt and the worst president in the history of our country, who is cognitively impaired, in no condition to lead, and is now in charge of dealing with Russia and possible nuclear war. Just think of it. We would be in World War II very quickly.
Okay, I have so many questions about Jack Smith's request for a gag order against Donald Trump in the election interference case.
Gag me with a spoon.
What are the odds the judge agrees to it? If she does, how will it be enforced? If Trump defies it, what happens to him? Is jail actually on the table?
So the prosecutor, Jack Smith, is saying to the court, look, this defendant, Donald Trump, is running his mouth in really dangerous ways, prejudicing the jury pool, prejudicing witnesses, and the like. And so Jack Smith has filed this piece of paper saying, hey, stop him from doing this. And it goes back to a 1976 Supreme Court case called Nebraska Press Association versus Stewart. And basically the question is Jack Smith's limited request here limited enough to gag Donald Trump? And I suspect the answer is yes, that he will prevail in this in some limited way. And that's because Jack Smith wrote a very narrow restrained document, one that just said, look, if he's going to be attacking witnesses or attacking court personnel, that goes too far. I think the next step is for the judge to have a hearing where Donald Trump sits in that courtroom, looks at her in the eye, and explains himself. And then from there, some sort of tailored remedy, including possibly moving the trial date up.
Wow. Okay. So, Andrew, I mean, he has until, I believe, next Friday, if I'm remembering correctly, to respond, or his team does. What are the consequences? I mean, Donald Trump does not change his behavior easily. Is jail an option here if he violates it?
Jail is an option, but I don't think that would be the first thing that, or even the second thing that the judge would do. I think, as Neil alluded to, Judge Chutkan has already said that if you continue to engage in this kind of behavior, not just prejudicing the jury, but inflaming the public in ways that could be could lead to violence, that she could move the trial up. She also could fine the defendant. She could also impose restrictions that are overseen by his own counsel before he engages, for instance, in Truth Social posts. Now, there are a variety of options.
Recent breaking news to tell you about from our friends over at ABC News. ABC is reporting this, that one of former President Trump's longtime assistants told federal investigators that Trump repeatedly wrote to-do lists for her on documents from the White House that were marked classified. That's according to sources familiar with her statements. I'll continue to read from this report. Quote, as described to ABC News, the aide, Molly Michael, told investigators that more than once she received requests or taskings from Trump that were written on the back of note cards. And she later recognized those note cards as sensitive White House materials with visible classification markings used to brief Trump while he was still in office about phone calls with foreign leaders or other international related matters. Continuing from ABC's reporting, quote, the note cards with classification markings were at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate when FBI agents searched the property on August 8th, 2022. But the materials were not taken by the FBI, according to sources familiar with what Molly Michael told investigators. Quote, when Michael, who was not present for the search, returned to Mar-a-Lago the next day to clean up her office space, she found the documents underneath a drawer organizer and helped transfer them to the FBI that same day. That source is telling ABC News. The sources said Michael also told federal investigators that last year seemingly concerned with how Trump handled recurring requests from the National Archives for the return of all government documents being kept in boxes at Mar-a-Lago. And she felt that Trump's claims about it at the time would be easy to disprove, according to sources. It is a remarkable, well, let me just read you Trump's response here to be fair to them. Quote, a Trump spokesperson said that what ABC News was told through what the spokesperson called, quote, illegal leaks lacks, quote, proper context and relevant information. I see.
We didn't need this piece of proof, but this is an aide to Donald Trump who is saying that she knows firsthand that Donald Trump knew that he had classified information that he should not have had at Mar-a-Lago, that she told him that his claims to the government that he had returned everything would be, quote, easily disproven, unquote. And when Donald Trump learned that she was going to be spoken with by the investigators, she said that Donald Trump told her, you don't know anything about the boxes. So you have not only a firsthand witness to the illegal retention of the national defense information, but you have yet another instance of alleged obstruction of justice, which is lying to investigators. I would point out this would make the third instance of obstruction, because two are already charged in the indictment. And this is somebody who, again, could be just yet another, I will say, it's not even a piece of a puzzle, because the puzzle has been complete for so long. This is just an overwhelming rock crusher of the case.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.